The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567, here on the 6th of December, 2019. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we got, of course, Jared at the helm. It's Friday. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
See, I see you're growing your Santa Claus beard for the winter.
I just got a diet white now.
Okay. There isn't one. You know what? You've been working here, what, now 4 years?
Correct.
Your hair should have, you know, your hair should have started turning a little gray. I haven't been working hard enough to have that happen, but wait till today's over when we're switching shows around.
Ooh.
Okay.
Switching shows around. You have to explain that. Hey, good morning, everybody. We look like we have rain today. We're looking out the window right now. We have 90% chance of rain, mainly with a high near 55. Looks like overnight lows tonight will be 52. Tomorrow will be shower and breezy with a high of 57. It calls for new rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. And Saturday night calls for showers with overnight lows of 47. Then Sunday, showers with then likely chance of showers with a high of 58 and a low of 39. Monday calls for a high of 61, sunny, partly cloudy over Monday night, and Tuesday partly sunny. There on Sunday, showers before 10. And, so just know that you go outside and you're going to have your rain gear on. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, with senior and veteran discounts are welcome. Again, this is Carl and Linda Bott. You're listening to Free Fire Radio on this Friday morning edition, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Thank you. Everything's up and running. This is your talk radio. And as we love our partnership with Haven Humane, we have Amy. Amy, how is the Giving Tuesday for you?
Giving Tuesday was great for us. Super successful. So obviously we want to thank everyone who did donate. We did get a couple different real fun things in there where we did like a power hour where if you donated during certain times of the day, it would increase the donations and they would match it. So it was really good for us. And obviously we want to say thank you to everybody for that.
Oh, wonderful. Well, congratulations. That was we were right here on the computer donating from why we were doing a show, and that was great. Okay, so you have a pet with you that has been in the shelter, and we are putting out the urgent red call, not literally, but that after as many days as this beautiful canine has been in your shelter, hopefully somebody will adopt this dog over the weekend.
Yeah, so I have Felicity with me today. Felicity is the longest-term resident at Haven Humane. She hit her one-year mark on Thanksgiving Day, and now she's at 373 days as of today in the shelter. So she is definitely ready to find a loving forever home. Felicity is about 6 years old. She's a lab mix. She has been in our playgroup with other dogs a few times, but she's very bossy. So she needs like a really submissive male friend or just being the only dog in the home. She just likes to police everyone around in playgroup. So she definitely needs a home without cats, but she is super loving. She does really great with kids. She's a people person. She's a little independent at first when you first meet her. She's kind of, you know, but she bonds, and it takes her a little bit. And those are kind of the best. Like, you know, the dogs that you got to work with a little bit to get that, you know, love and affection going. And then once you do, you feel like you really accomplished something, you know.
So this is a dog that you will have to work with a little bit after being in a shelter for a year. It's
yeah.
Like, where's my home?
Yeah, okay, exactly.
So that might take, you know, not too long.
No. Mm-mm.
I'm watching her crawl into your lap while you're sitting in a chair out there. And, you know, considering
it's Amy,
that,
of course.
You know, I mean, she has been in the at Haven Humane for over a year. But when you walk up to her, she doesn't show any fear. She gives you little sniffs on the hand and all that. I mean, she doesn't, she doesn't jump up and lick your face, but she's still very affectionate.
Yeah, she's also very quiet. That's one really nice thing about Felicity is how quiet she is. She's not a barker, not really even in the shelter does she bark that much. She walks great on a leash. She's had lots and lots of practice and work with our volunteers over the last year. You know, because we get dogs in that are just wild, maybe never even been on a leash. And, you know, it takes a little bit to tame that down and really work with them on leash, like, skills. And, yeah, so she's really sweet. She's been with us for a really long time. And if you really think about, you know, I always kind of liken it to prison, which isn't really – I mean – we love the animals in the shelter, but it's still a shelter and it's still kennels and it's still all that. But you would definitely be a different person after spending, you know, all that time or not knowing how to react to people walking by you, staring at you through a cage. You know, but the saddest thing is people that go to prison are there for a reason and the dogs that come into the shelter are not.
Right.
So it's like, you know, you've got a year in prison for something, for a crime you didn't commit. So
except being alive.
Except being let down by humans. So Felicity definitely deserves her home. Her adoption fee has been completely sponsored. So if you were interested in adopting her, all you would have to pay was her licensing fee. So she is, like I said, our longest-term resident. She definitely needs a home, and she you know, she doesn't want to wait forever. So let's not let her get to 400 days.
Yeah, right. Well, Amy, thank you again.
What a great Christmas present for your family and for her.
Yeah, she's ready. She's ready, and it's a great story. You know, you're doing something, you know, just a great thing. Anyway, Amy, Haven's open over the weekend.
Yes, so we're open from 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday. A lot of people are very confused about us being open on Saturday. Our spay and neuter hospital, or the hospital at Haven, is not open on the weekends. But the receiving department and the adoption center are open on the weekends. We are still doing Stuff the Bus. Even though they stuffed the bus yesterday, we're still accepting toys. So with a donation of a toy, we're reducing adoption fees. So, you know, any new unwrapped children's toy, and if it's not Felicity that you fall in love with, or maybe she doesn't fit into your household, there are so many amazing dogs at Haven that would be a good fit.
Well, thank you. Again, it's our Haven Humane moment we always have here on Friday morning. I know you do the press junket. We saw you on television on KRCR this morning. And now you come to us and you head over to the other radio stations across town, because that's the beautiful thing about celebrating and sponsoring and supporting your local shelter.
Yeah.
And you know what? We've had 100%. Adoption rate from this, from Amy going around and with this. So this would be a great time.
Yeah.
To do this, because she's a good dog. And, okay, so she's the dominant female. Hey, guys, we all know about that. We live with that.
That's called living in a shelter for you. You better own your space.
So, and the other thing, too, is but she's not an aggressive dog with people. She's very loving. And she's a great dog, it looks like, to take home walks.
Yep.
She looks like she could trot along with you for a long time. So, you know, think about this real hard, that you've got a chance here to make a difference in this animal's life and in your life. You know,
exactly.
You live longer if you have a dog.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's
proven. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
All right. Bye, guys.
Boy, there's so much in the headlines, you know, Carl, that are going on. Let's talk about, we have a special guest at 7:30 and then again at 8 o'clock. We're going to cover a few things here this morning. Great to be back in the seat.
I'm glad you're here. I know it's been we've had a whole lot of stuff going on since we've been gone that you had to kick up on. You were back here on Monday after the trip from hell.
And Thursday night, and then working from home.
Yeah.
So it's been good. You know,
right.
We love our clients and all that good stuff. So
let me talk about one thing that's happening tomorrow morning at 9:50 a.m. The local Pearl Harbor survivors, the sons and daughters of the local Pearl Harbor survivors, will gather on the steps of the Shasta County Courthouse at the Pearl Harbor Monument to commemorate this annual event. These are the children of the survivors, because none of the survivors are still alive. From this area. We had five or six, and then over the years they've all passed away. But the sons and daughters are there. As in years past, the ceremony is going to include an invocation, a moment of silence, and remarks regarding the attack, and an open mic for personal reflections. With the passing of the survivors, it's more important than ever, frankly, to have people out there to remember what happened there 80 or 78 years ago tomorrow. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for well over a quarter of a century, a veteran-owned business that gives outstanding, outstanding service, voted best in the North State. They can work on any type of heating or cooling systems, and now it's cold enough that if that system of yours is kind of blowing out kind of semi-warm air but not warm air, this is the time to give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. 7:15 in the morning, about 47 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services, shared vision, and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
And good morning and welcome back to this Friday edition of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's 7:19 in the morning. If you're just checking in, and again, a weather update. Our high temperatures today will be only 55. Rain throughout the day. And tonight, heavy rain and breezy. There you go.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Boss Behind the Arms, 2539 Larkspur. If you want to buy a firearm for a loved one, what you do is you just get a gift certificate or take your loved one down there because, they have to be the ones to fill out the paperwork because you can't do that and just give it to them. That's illegal. So get a, you know, say, hey, this is the kind of firearm I want them to have, whether it's a rifle, pistol, shotgun, and get a gift certificate and let them pick it out. And so, you know, what a great Christmas present that is, and Bastiani Arms is the place to go. It's the only place I go to buy my firearms. It's at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, and veterans get discounts.
All right, let's talk about headlines.
Okay, as we know, there has been a shooting down at Naval Air Station Pensacola, or maybe you don't know that. An active shooter was down there. The active shooter alert has been canceled. He has been he is dead. It also appears that he shot and killed someone else and wounded up to 10 people. They're not sure. At least 5 people were coming to the hospitals. They thought there were going to be more. It happened early in the morning, and this just happened just days after
a
sailor shot 2 people and injured a third before killing himself at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard.
Remember the Fort Hood? I mean, when you're on the military base, I guess...
You're unarmed.
I'm thinking it's the safest place I could be.
Well, if you were trying to get in from the outside, it probably is. But if you're inside, not necessarily because they're not... All the guns are locked up. Now, they may have made some changes since then for carry, but it appears that in most bases, you know, personal firearms are, you know, if you live on base, they have to be kept locked up in your home. And if you're, enlisted and you live in the barracks, they're all locked up in the armory.
You think there would be open carry on a military base?
Well, it is for the MPs, for, you know, the law enforcement, but not everybody else. There's been a lot of people talking about that since, of course, what happened at Fort Hood. But then now they've had these 2 shootings. And the thing is, though, is that at the Pensacola has over 16,000 military and 7,400 civilians all working there at that one spot. With that many people there, and they're coming through the gates, and if he was stationed there or was somebody that worked there for a long time, he's just going to be rolled through the gate in the morning because you can imagine how many people are coming in. News is still breaking on this. This is the second incident that's happened on a Navy base. And we've talked about before, the number of suicides on our veterans is tremendous. The number of suicides in the Air Force reached a peak this year where they actually shut down for a day and did a stand down where they talked to everybody about this. A lot of pressure, we don't know anything though about the shooter, so I'm not going to go out there and say, oh, maybe he's had 12 tours in combat. No, I'm not going to say that. A large percentage of the personnel, military, that have committed suicide never have even been in combat. So, people commit suicide in the military for the same reason they commit it on the outside. Money, personal problems.
Heartbreak.
Illness, whatever. But now it appears that on Pensacola that 2 are dead, including the shooter, and that... maybe up to 10 more. Okay.
Well,
we have some other things that are going on.
Well, I wanted to talk about this report. I think it's kind of interesting. That is a actual, it was in a study or survey over 2000 Americans. The headlines say morning madness. Average adult wakes up grumpy 300 days a year. Waking up on the wrong side of the bed is inevitable from time to time, but a new survey of 2,000 Americans finds that most people rarely ever wake up in a good mood. I'm going to go through statistics.
What do you mean? Of course I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going to go through statistics here because I'm, you know.
I didn't mean to scare you.
Over the course of a calendar year, the average U.S. adult will wake up in a bad mood 300 times, meaning they'll only experience 65 good mornings. All of that irritation amounts to 6 disgruntled mornings each year and every week on average, according to the research, which was commissioned by Hatch. A great deal of the grumpiness can be tracked back to nightmare disruptions with response to waking up in the middle of the night due to temperature issues roughly 3 times per week and at least once a week because of the outside noise or a nightmare. Alarmingly, a full night's sleep is so rare that respondents report only getting an uninterrupted night's sleep about a quarter of the time each year. During the rest of the year, Americans will on average spend 90 minutes each night tossing and turning. Broken down even further, respondents report waking up an average of 2 times per night and staying awake for a total of 45 minutes each time. With all these numbers in mind, it's certainly not surprising that 71% of respondents say they need to find a way to get both better and more sleep on a regular basis. Other common factors keeping people up at night include stress and anxiety, 31%, and the urge to use the bathroom, 75%. For respondents with a significant other, the partner snoring was another common complaint, 30%, followed by bedtime differences, 31%, and their partner tossing and turning, 19%. Don't go assuming romance is dead, though 67% of respondents in a relationship still say they prefer to sleep beside their partner. Of course, nearly a quarter of the same group says they like sleeping alone. On the subject of relationships, respondents report having sex an average of 1 or 2 times per week, and 42% that the regular sex usually helps them sleep. Also, respondents with a pet say they are rudely woken by the furry friend at least once a week. Still, that doesn't stop 60% of pet-owning respondents from allowing their pet to sleep on their bed. Meanwhile, 23% of respondents with children say they routinely let their kids sleep beside them. Sleeping well on a consistent basis can be a tall task.
It is. You know what? And we can just say this about Elk Killer. It's not once a week. It's probably 3 or 4 times a week at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
She figures, you know.
2 or 3 times last night.
Sometimes. Yeah, because for whatever reason, when she has to go outside,
So having a pet in your bedroom or on your bed does just disrupt your sleep, right, Carl? Are you looking at your
well,
okay?
No, I'm just looking at that. But it's, you know, the fact is that without a good night's sleep, and this isn't an ad or anything, guys. But
no, it's
without
not.
Without a good night's sleep, you the next morning it gets tougher. You can, you know, as you get started in the morning, you can get going like this, but after a while, it starts working on you, and lack of sleep starts having problems with, you know, your cognitive ability to do things, your memory, and all this. So I guess the question is what people can do to be able to sleep better. And it looks like this is, you know, one, take the pets out of the room.
Well, and this
not go to bed angry at each other.
No, and this continues to say, as the report goes on, about your watching TV before you go to bed, cell phone activity, reading texts, and emails right before you go to bed can create anxiety when you go into your sleep. So anyway, I thought that was really interesting. Here's an example. Carl had done his 4-day shooting, and I had just had oral surgery. And a couple days later, I mean, I drove to Vegas from Reading, and we met on Carl showed up on Monday. And we stayed in one of the casinos there where it wasn't noisy at all where we were. And we had blackout curtains, no pet. Do you know that in my lifetime, I never was a sleep-in girl. 10:30 in the morning. It wasn't like we drank the night before. I mean, we went and had a dinner, but we didn't stay up super late. We were just super tired. But to have, you know, absolutely no interruptions. That was amazing to sleep that long.
So you're saying is people could have sleep rooms with the sleep curtains,
right,
and the dog someplace,
yes,
else like that, and you could sleep better.
Yes.
And according to this, of course, they have all these others that it bothers them, all the percentages it bothers them. Anyway, hey, some things that are going on tonight, the Christmas tree lighting at Yuba and Market Street is going to happen tonight. Winterfest begins at 5 p.m. down here in our local downtown atrium area, and they're going to light the tree at 7 p.m. And then, of course, tomorrow night, The Reading Lighted Christmas Parade.
That's
happens.
So much fun.
It is a great time. It starts at 6 p.m. You want to get there a little bit early. Streets are going to be blocked off so they can have the parade. But show up, I'd say show up around 5:30 with your chairs and all this to be able to sit down and enjoy a great Christmas parade. I remember I was there one time announcing the parade, and as the last float, as Santa Claus came by, I'm looking down the street behind Santa Claus, and here comes the rain. And I said, well, there goes Santa Claus. Yeah, everybody have a great time at the parade. Man, I tell you, because it wasn't my equipment. The guy standing was his equipment. I was off that truck and heading for my truck. And it just as I got in my truck, it hit. And talking to people at the other end of the parade, they said, oh, yeah, it was a little wet. Tonight, you know what? Bring your umbrellas. I mean, tomorrow night, if it's raining, bring your umbrellas.
Yeah.
You're going to have a great time.
Don't let it stop
this
you from coming out.
This is a great parade. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. They are, you know, of course, down at 192 Hartnell Avenue and at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's there. But this is a locally owned, locally run bank, community oriented, committing to providing the highest level of personal service. If you haven't been down there, you need to stop by, talk to them, see how they want to move your dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. 7:30 in the morning, 51 degrees. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Lines are 605-4567. And good morning, everybody. 52 degrees out there, partly cloudy, partly raining. It's 100% chance for rain today. Let's just say it. When we talk about possibility of rain, then I walk in through the rain. To me, that's 100% possibility. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And Crackmaster Windshield Repair is bringing us this segment of the show. Crackmaster has been in the business well over a quarter of a century. It's a veteran-owned business, and he's truly from the old school. Jeff Wurst knows that every repair he makes is something that can keep a family safe, whether it's a small chip in the windshield that will, you know, that can and will spread to a large crack, or cracks already there over 2.5 feet in length, up to and over 2.5 feet in length. He fixed my windshield. I guess right now it's been 11 years. It was a 12-inch crack. He fixed it. You still can't see it. And nothing, you know, it hasn't grown or anything. I guess that's the biggest, endorsement you can get. He guarantees it. He guarantees it for life. Now give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street.
When you take a breath, I thought you were done. So, sorry, not to interrupt you.
I can't breathe through the top of my head like
no,
a
you
porpoise.
Can't. You
or
have
I
to,
would,
your shoulders
you know,
have to go up.
Shoulders have to go up.
Really good musicians learn how to read your back, you know, when you're singing. They just know when you move. Okay, that's when you stop. So, I've only been inside you for 12 years, and I still can't figure out when you take a break. Earlier this year, here's two things coming out of my mouth. One is that we must find grace during this time. Oh, we try to in most times, but in December. We had a guest scheduled at 7:30. They still may call in. Very interesting guest. You know, people get overbooked, overwrought. Sometimes people forget. So rather than being, you know, cranky and moody, just, you know, things happen. Storms happen. Things are delayed. I have very often written when I get a new calendar for the new year. This last year took me 3 or 4 months because the boxes on my calendar moved in my mind. Sunday fell in a category. So I wrote so many different dates boxes. So it took me a while. And now I want to try to, now that I've learned that, I want to go back to the other one. And yes, I'm very archaic that way. I don't like to go on my cell phone so much, although I need to do that. But here's something that I thought was very interesting too, because we can talk about headlines, which we'll do this morning, but earlier this year, R.J. Walker, 28, lived through what he calls a sharing economy nightmare. The part-time Lyft driver arrived home after work to discover strange cars blocking his driveway. He cautiously approached the 3-bedroom house he called home for 9 years to discover a group of strangers lounging around. 5 random people were basically living in my house, Walker said. They had a key. They were eating my food and using my dishes. They used my soap, shampoo. They did laundry using my detergent. They were hoteling in my house, and I was expected to be the maid. And some back and forth, the surprise guest, he discovered that his landlord rented out the spare bedroom on Airbnb. I mean, his property was listed as amenities. I would see. This is why it's really important to.
You know, we're gone for like 4 days, right? Now there's always somebody at our house when we're gone. But can you imagine coming back and somebody has rented your house out and they've got a key? You know, they say you're renting a place, and then somebody has rented out part of your house.
You maybe not, and he's been there for 9 years. Never has happened before. Can you imagine coming home from a vacation and going Thanksgiving? It's like what?
Who are you people? Oh, we're here. We're here to look at renting because this is one of the three top coolest towns in America. Oh, gosh, we got a great deal on the house. And who are you? I mean, we've already got this booked. I live here. I'm sorry, but look at my contract. You know, so then at that part, you
and
really
got to take
a deep
breath. And how rude for the owner to put this out as his property was listed as amenities. Like, yeah, go on in and eat and drink and have, you know, do your laundry.
Oh,
hey.
Look, they even stocked the refrigerator with beer. Yay, we like this place. We'll come back again.
I would feel so violated, but this is my point. 2020 is around the corner. Do you have your affairs in order? I'm not kidding about that. Really, you've got to read the fine print. I woke up this morning thinking about this.
Do you have, when you say getting your affairs in order?
Like your will, your updated properties, your all of that stuff in a piece of paper.
Trust,
yes.
Your wills. Does your loved ones know where all the insurance policies are, what the list of bills are, where the, the amount that's paid every month, everything. Both of you should know something. We just went through this with a couple.
This
happened, and she. Well, no, not your parents. With your, with some other people, who he ended up in an assisted care facility.
Oh yeah.
And she wasn't even on his bank account.
Oh.
And what it took to go through this, to get a conservatorship and get all these things, so she would just have access to the money that's coming in there. That's where it came. Was that, and that for that each month came into his account. And as soon as he went in with dementia. That's it. I mean, then you have to go through months of conservatorship to try and get all this back. So are your accounts – now, Linda's on every one of my accounts. I'm on hers. So we have access to that.
What would happen – here's my question. What would happen to – what would have happened to this person, this lady, had she did not have her son that carried her through the 6 months as everything was trying to kick in?
It was she would have.
Well, she would have been out of her. What would have happened?
I don't know what would have happened. She couldn't have paid her. She couldn't have paid all of her bills because she was getting her Social Security while everything else was going into his account. I mean, luckily, we got access to some money through an ex parte conservatorship, which leads us to some other things. But anyway, are you ready for next year? It's not too early. And if you're not ready, I tell everybody this. Do you have a living trust or something like that? Well, no. Well, you might start thinking about it because you never can tell. You know, you think that everything is, you look at our nation and you look at it being the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Our economy is booming. Our unemployment, the numbers just came out yesterday. Unemployment is the lowest it's been in 50 years. 50 years. Over 200,000 jobs added to the economy last month. And we have so many great things that are going on in our country, and yet we're still tearing each other apart.
It's really
over
horrible to watch the news. I just feel sick when I watch the news.
This impeachment, when Nancy Pelosi, somebody says, "Do you just hate Trump that much?" And she says, "Don't mess with me."
She says, I'm Catholic.
I'm a Catholic. We don't hate people. Well, the fact that you say you're Catholic, we don't hate people. That's you can't say that because that's like saying I'm a Presbyterian or something. Because you judge by your actions, and people go that the president isn't above impeachment, but they have been trying to get this man since before he was elected. At what point is this thing over? He's not going to be found, and everybody knows, including the Democrats, he's not going to be found guilty in the Senate. It takes two-thirds of the Senate to vote. 67 senators have to vote for impeachment. That will never happen, not based on anything that's ever come out yet. But yet it keeps going on and on and on. A liberal Democrat, that one of the constitutional, quote, constitutional scholars that testified on Wednesday said, there's nothing here. You know what? He says, I didn't vote for Trump. I don't like Trump. But there is nothing here to impeach him. So the next group coming on, this woman from Stanford who uses their 13-year-old son as in a joke, the Baron Trump, in a joke, and she had to apologize after that because, you know, it was just tacky and low class. But then again, she said that I'm so triggered by Trump, I can't even walk by Trump Towers. I have to walk across the street and walk around Trump Towers in New York. This is the kind of witnesses they're bringing in here that have said he should have been impeached because of tweets he was making. Tweets he was making. And this is the people they bring up saying this is why he should be impeached. So now they're going to bring forward the articles of impeachment. What the Democrats don't realize is like when their former senator that was in charge, when the Democrats were in charge of the Senate and he used a nuclear option. He started using a nuclear option to get judges on and other things passed. The nuclear option, instead of being 60 senators voting for it, it was going to be 50 plus one. Well, then the Republicans came into power, and the Democrats are so short-sighted they didn't think this was going to happen. But the Republicans have started doing this. So now this impeachment process where they have started on this and for 3 years have done nothing but spend millions and millions and millions of dollars for what? Nothing. Do you really believe the Republicans are going to forget this? And Republicans are so short-sighted that if, let's just say Joe Biden got elected, you don't think that, but the Republicans come back into the Congress and hold the Senate, you don't think that they're going to look at Joe Biden and what happened with in the Ukraine at him and start opening hearings? You know what? This is just so ludicrous.
There's so
and
much
it's doing
time.
Nothing but hurting our country.
Right,
both sides.
It's hurting
both
our
of
country.
You.
Both
sides.
Both sides.
You know what? There ought to be something called term limits. And then after 8 years, boom, you're gone. You stagger them so you know so that you got maybe 25%, 25%, 25% every time leave and new people come in. This is just – it's getting to be so that they you get the feeling that they don't really care. And then when you say, well, why can't you just stop it? Oh, it's the other side. It's the other side. It's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. And frankly, I think America is tired of it.
And on that note, we got to take a break here. Four Winds Jewelry brings you this. Speaking of broken, if you have something broken, take it over to Four Winds Jewelry, sorry, on Hilltop Drive. They're celebrating. That's right. They are in their annual celebration right now of when they opened their doors. So you're going to get an extra percentage off if you're looking for jewelry. Head over to Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off an egg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 51 degrees out there. It's going to go up to like, oh gosh, 59 today. Rain, going to rain tomorrow, going to maybe rain Sunday, 70% chance of rain on Sunday. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793, and Home Helpers is bringing us this portion of the show. Ready and Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark is there with her people to help you and your family and to make it work for you. Yeah. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. What, did I, did,
oh, no, am I,
did
ready?
I move? Did I take a breath?
I don't know. But I always just want to say it's currently 51 degrees.
I know.
Oh, I didn't.
You said that.
Oh, okay.
You
got
were
it.
Talking to Pam.
Okay.
When I was talking,
yeah, she's
about
whispering
that.
In my ear. Sorry. Okay.
Hey, Center of Hope. What is the Center of Hope? The Center of Hope why do you do that? Why do people come in and
so
wave at me when I'm starting to talk?
I know.
You know what? I'm gonna restart myself by going to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you two. How you doing?
Thank you.
I'm just totally,
That's all right. You called right at the...
Every time I start to talk, somebody pokes me in the arm.
Right.
Somebody comes over and leans over, puts their arms around me. Somebody, that's how I'm going today. And we just talked about if you don't get a good night's sleep, you wake up grumpy. I thought I had a great night's sleep, but now it's just going past me, Terry.
Yeah,
whatever you do can't be as bad as it is right now.
Well, I just want to announce that on Monday night at 6 o'clock, we will be having Joe Comente coming in at 2570 South Bonnie View Road at 6 o'clock to talk about the 1 cent sales tax. And we're going to have a different type of format. Joe, and he may be bringing a couple of people with him, will answer questions that the audience has. I know that the last formats have been, you write it down on a 3x5 card.
I think your format's good. I think that people need to be able to ask him directly and whoever else he brings directly. Is the money going to be used to put people in jail?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean,
you're right.
Yeah,
but I think it needs to be respectful and it needs to be cordial. I think it'd be really good, and I want to invite the public to come to 2570 South Bonnie View Road at 6 o'clock on Monday And the other thing I wanted to bring up is Chad Mays, who was a Republican, has now switched, as of this morning, to an independent. That leaves the Republicans in the Assembly down to only 17.
You're talking, did you say why?
Well, he's always been voting on the Democrat side anyway, so he just went to an independent. He couldn't do the Republican thing anymore. So, again, Steve Frank, who said that we'd be down to about 15 on the Republican side by the election of November in 2020, is becoming a prophet because we're down to 17. And it looks like Duncan Hunter has got himself into some legal problems, so now it looks like we may lose
Duncan
a
Hunter,
Republican.
I think Duncan Hunter is toast. If half of what they're saying is true, he's toast.
Well, I think even if a lot of it's perception. I mean, you know, people can say whatever they want about somebody, and if enough people believe that's the truth, even though it's not, then, you know, that's what happens to folks. It's a tough game, but it's just sad to see the Republican Party dropping to 17. That means there's, you know,
well, now this
63
is the time,
in opposition.
You know, maybe, you know, okay, now, this is something that, you know, bear with me with this one.
Sure.
This is now why Trump needs to come to California. You know, everybody just writes off California as totally being blue. But there's so many things going on in California right now, the taxes, the people leaving. There's all the homeless, the housing problems, the tax problems, the spending of the money, the Second Amendment, all of this.
Crime
and all these things that people are tired of this. I mean, you know, people are tired of what's happening here. And you might be surprised at the turnout that California has. That it's just that, you know what, enough of this. Just enough of this.
Well, you're right. I mean, you're right about everything you're saying. You know, the silent majority doesn't need to be silent. If all the people that were conservative, all the people that were gun owners, and all the Christians would vote, we wouldn't even have this problem.
You know, the other thing, too, about this is that when people are looking at what's happening in the state of California, at some point, and maybe it'll start in 2020, maybe we're going to start seeing a shift in the number of our local representatives that instead of being totally blue, maybe Orange County comes back, maybe San Diego comes back, maybe more and more come back, and we get rid of this supermajority, so at least there's a dog in the fight.
Well, now, wait a second. Understand now, there's only 17 Republicans left. It's not going up. It's going down, and there's two other seats that are in jeopardy to bring it down to 15. I don't see that happening. I don't think there's a fix for California, to be honest with you, only because of the political realm. And we don't have enough representation. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
You can't expect these guys to have 500,000 people they represent or a senator having a million. It's ridiculous. So I don't see a swing and shift other than the people have to rise up. You're right about that.
It's got to be people finally had enough that, you know, this AB5 that's putting truckers out of jobs. It's destroying the music industry. It's doing all these things. I mean, it is totally, totally wrong. And I think at some point, maybe not this year, but at some point, people are just going to say, this is ridiculous. This is it. The Democrats have not done what they've said they're going to do. They haven't made this into the land of milk and honey. It's become acid and vinegar. Okay, thanks.
You bet.
Bye. Hey, Center of Hope, McConnell Foundation. Okay, the Center of Hope is an organization that wants to help young people that are addicted to opiates, alcohol, whatever. And they have gotten a go-ahead to build a $22 million project. Their permit was just issued in November. Now, they're not going to be able to really do anything because look at the weather here. Hill Country is based in Round Mountain, will consolidate all of its medical operations in Redding into a single wellness campus that will include housing for homeless youth. McConnell Foundation donated the land on Industrial Street where the center is going to be located, behind the post office on Churn Creek and the Redding Adventist Academy. That land was worth $2 million. Construction is going to take up to 18 months. The company is using three general contractors, you know, hopefully from around here, that's going to help with it. It's going to be a 34,000-square-foot primary care clinic and a 16 dorm-style apartments for low-income young adults who don't have a permanent place to live and are enrolled in the California Heritage Youth Build Academy or Shasta College. So they're trying, you know, these are people that are trying to help their lives, change their lives. The primary care clinic will see people who are covered by Medicare, Medicaid, private health insurance, or are uninsured. Medical, mental health, and dental care will also be provided. They're going to offer programs that provide case management and clinical support for those with complex health and social needs. She says that they will serve 10,000 people annually at the Center of Hope and bring 65 new jobs to Reading. There's no state or federal funds being used to build the center. It's part of McConnell Foundation and Partnership Health Plan contributions. Of course, Randall Hempling is the president of the Partnership Health Plans for the Northern Region. Hill Country has received private grants, including one from the Delta Dental Community Care Foundation. All the other clinics are going to be consolidated. There will be a satellite clinic on Lake Boulevard and counseling services on Market Street. They hope to get them all into that one center of hope. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Dr. Norman Hall, president of Simpson University. And if you haven't heard about Simpson lately, wait to hear about all the new things that are happening, sports, the athletics, but also, of course, all the new programs in their education department. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Four people are dead, including the gunman, shooting this morning at Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida. At least eight people injured, taken to area hospitals. Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan.
The threat has been negated. Our community is secure at this time.
The shooting, the second at a U.S. naval base this week. On Wednesday, a sailor whose sub was docked at Pearl Harbor opened fire on three civilian employees, killing two before taking his own life. President Trump calling it a great jobs report.
The Labor Department says 266,000 jobs were added in November as the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%.
This is just a solid all-around report.
Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
Obviously, we saw an increase in manufacturing employment with the end of the auto worker strike, but we also saw job gains across a wide variety of industries, so education and healthcare, travel and tourism, business and professional services, transportation.
So consumers should be feeling pretty good.
We have more people working. They have bigger paychecks. Consumers are in excellent shape. This should be a good holiday shopping season.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The White House says Democrats in the House being downright reckless in their pursuit of the impeachment of President Trump.
The move to impeachment so quickly with no proof, no evidence, a bunch of quote-unquote witnesses who didn't actually witness anything.
Deputy White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley speaking with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump calling impeachment a big fat hoax. Powerful rally underway this hour on Wall Street. The market encouraged by the upbeat jobs report. Right now, the Dow 308 points higher. The S&P is up 30. The NASDAQ better by 81. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
German Chancellor Merkel visiting the site of the notorious Nazi death camp at Auschwitz, her first visit to the site.
It's been described as a place which commands silence. The Nazis murdered more than a million Jewish men, women and children at Auschwitz. But Angela Merkel will speak here later, and many hope she'll deliver a powerful message. The Chancellor, who walked solemnly through the gates of the notorious death camp this morning, is here to commemorate the 6 million Jewish people killed in the Holocaust. But almost 75 years after the liberation of Auschwitz, far-right MPs sit in the German parliament, and the country is experiencing a significant rise in anti-Semitism.
The BBC's Jenny Hill. Frustrated travelers enduring transportation chaos around France for a second day. Unions digging in for what they hope will be a prolonged strike against President Macron's plans to redesign the national retirement system. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Tennessee executes a blind inmate for a 1991 murder committed while the man still had his sights.
The inmate, convicted of killing his estranged girlfriend by setting her on fire in her car, became only the second inmate without sight to be executed in the U.S. since the reinstatement of the nation's death penalty in 1976. The 53-year-old man chose the electric chair over Tennessee's preferred execution method of lethal injection, an option allowed inmates in the state who were convicted of crimes before January 1999. He also became the first blind inmate in U.S. modern history to die by electrocution. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
China says it will lift punitive tariffs on U.S. soybeans and pork while the two sides negotiate a trade pact. Beijing promised back in September to waive the tariffs, adding to conciliatory steps that raise hopes for an agreement. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow up 304 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and good morning to everybody on the 6th of December, 2019. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The weather.
Well, good morning, everybody, and again, this is our Friday edition. It's currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios, and here's what we have in front of us. Rain today and tomorrow. Our highs will be 55 and our overnight lows at 52. It says heavy rain and breezy. Tomorrow, expect it to be a full day of rain, showers, and breezy with our highs of 57 and our overnight lows of 47. Sunday calls for shower, then more showers with our high of 58 and overnight lows of 39. Christmas tree time. Just be ready to tie that thing down and let's go. Monday, sunny with a high of 61 and Tuesday, a high of 59. And that pretty much calls it over the weekend. Rainy and windy. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
And let's go to the phones because our Wells Fargo advisor, one of our dear friends, Susan Eastman, is on the line to give us an update on what's happening with our stock market on Wall Street.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are rallying this morning after a positive November jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 300 points at 27,978. The S&P 500 positive 30 points at 3,147, and the NASDAQ Composite gaining 81 points at 8,652. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America, positive 56 cents, trading at 33.65, Ford up 5 cents at $8.98 per share, Macy's up 12 cents at $15.23. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up $2.60, trading at $155.89, Costco up $2.10 at $295.24, Best Buy advancing $1.94, trading at $82.26. Treasuries are weakening along the curve today with the yield on the 10-year note rising to 1.84%. And over to commodities, gold is down $14 an ounce at $1,462, silver off 35 cents at $16.61 per ounce, and crude oil up 82 cents, trading at $59 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much for being with us today. It's a wild and crazy place out there, huh?
It's a wild ride, but we're still up here. Woo! Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Susan.
Hey, Susan Eastman, who is the Vice President in charge of investments for Wells Fargo Advisors, is located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 243-7561. Hey, we're joined today with Simpson University and Dr. Norman Hall, who is the president of Simpson University, who's been there a year and 8 months now. Wow. And, of course, Pam Shalo, who is in charge of the outreach from and other things at Simpson University. Dr. Hall, though, since you've been here, and, okay, I've got to tell everybody that, for clarification, as I am on the Simpson University I'm not even sure what we're called, the community board, where we come in and listen to what's going on and kind of give feedback that's going on. So I've been doing that for probably 4 years.
And we thank you.
Well, but you know what? I've gone through, you know, like you're the third president we've had since I've been
So welcome.
Thank you. You're in the seat now.
And I'm not cutting down on whoever's there before, but I can just say is you hit the ground. We talk about hitting the ground running. You hit the ground at full speed, and you haven't taken your foot off the gas. So there's a lot of things we're going to talk about today.
Simpson Rising 2020.
That's right.
I like that. It's like the tide. You know, right. Not that I'm a Clemson fan, but you think about or Clemson or whatever they're called.
It's Alabama's.
Well, whatever, the rising tide. So there you go. You're the rising tide for the Simpson in 2020, and we are into here all of what you've got planned.
Good, good. The rising tide of the great Northwest.
Yeah, I like it.
You know, one of the things that people maybe don't realize is how involved Simpson is in the community.
Well, you're exactly right, Carl. And let me say first, we just love the community. I feel like Reading is the Northwest great jewel. And I'm kind of glad not everybody knows about it because it would be crowded and we'd have traffic. This is just an awesome place. And I had the opportunity. I was here about 40 days when we had the big fire last year. And so I had the opportunity to up close and personal, shoulder to shoulder with a lot of community leaders, respond. You probably remember Simpson University jumped in to support hundreds of overnights and showers like a hotel for the first responders. We had a parking lot full of police cars. Then on the other side of campus, we had 160 cots set up. And so we got to see up close and personal the amazing heart and willingness to jump in times of crisis. Reading is truly a rare place. So it makes it easy for us to do a lot of service. We want to be a part of the service-minded community, like the Rotary. You know, I've never seen so many great Rotary clubs. But you mentioned service. We have tracked 105,000 service hours annually. And Simpson makes an annual investment to the economy of contribution of $52 million a year.
Wow.
So we
That's
really
significant.
Oh, we love the community. We love being a part of it.
This is not just local vendors because you use local vendors.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for the number of people that are going to school here, investing in the economy, your staff, everything that goes on this, you know, buildings, new buildings, every time
Absolutely.
You add something here, it adds to the economy of this town.
That's right. And I'll talk to you in a little bit about I'll just go ahead and say, one of our new academic majors next year, of three, digital media, CIS, and engineering, I met with some very forward-thinking, very new technology in the area of building buildings, residential buildings, because that's a big need in our community. And it looks like we'll be participating in training young men and women in our engineering program to run some of the most technical machinery that's out there to help us respond to the building trades needs in the region.
Well, we definitely have them with all the growth that's happening downtown.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you know, we just talked about right before y'all came in about the new medical center that's coming in here from the Center of Hope. That's $22 million they're putting into investing in this building for to help people. But this is just one of the many things. If you look at the amount of building that's going on, if you just take a look outside our back door, you'll see that the north end of this parking structure no longer exists.
Right.
And it's strange, too, when you go out there. Now you can kind of like see across the city there. But this is just one of the things that this, you know, so many things happening in the city to see that Simpson is also on that cusp.
Absolutely.
And moving forward and adding to bring more people here in the sense of as students, but to give them a trade, not a trade, but an education, a degree that will keep them here. So that's great, too.
Well, since you mentioned the community and you mentioned Simpson Rising, our two taglines, our visionary taglines are Simpson Rising, because we recognized its potential early on, and Simpson as Reading's hometown university. So if you think about where we're headed where the community needs us to head. As you probably know, some of our hospitals either already have or have been studying using these robots that come in the room. And I heard this from our nursing program, and you know we have number 8 nursing program in California. But there are robots that come in the room, and the doctors are embedded in those somewhere else in the world, and they're doing some form of examination of patients with these robots that roll in and out of the room. So what are we doing? We're creating an engineering program that has systems engineering lined up next to computer information systems so that we can provide operators and technicians for the emerging technology in the North State. And, of course, we all know that the city is working on having a fiber backbone that is second to none. We want to be a part of that.
Well, I think you will be. We're going to take a quick break here with Dr. Norman Hall from Simpson University. We're talking about, you know, Simpson Rising 2020 and the amount of things that are happening, offering up these. You know, let's just face it, tech is here. It's going to stay here. So we're offering degrees in the technology on how that we can keep people from our area and other areas coming in here and learning and achieving a degree that's going to be able for them to walk out and get a very well-paying job.
Mm-hmm.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has become like a wizard when it comes to finding fire insurance for people right here in the center of town who've had their fire insurance canceled because there was a fire, as we all know, in the region here.
In your zip code.
If it's in your zip code and you're in that circle, no matter whether
the renewal,
no matter what your house looks like, whatever it's been done, Judy Maxwell is there to help. And not only that, but your financial needs. If you've had investments and you're just not sure because the way the stock market is going is just crazy out there, she's got a whole division that looks after your financial needs also. She's been doing it since 1993. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 221-0441. We'll
after
be right
break.
Back.
All right.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find the new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567 here on the 6th of December, 2019, 53 degrees, going up to like 59 today. It's going to rain. It's going to rain today, tonight, tomorrow. they're expecting tons of snow up at Mount Shasta. They're going to be opening up the ski park on the 13th of December, if you didn't
I've
know
I've never
that.
Tubed. I should go up there and have like a little butter schnapps and go down the tube.
I'm going to have a lot of butter schnapps before I go down the, down the hill. And
before, during, and after, and we'll have like an Uber experience
in fact,
or something.
After that, it brings up
we'll
our
tube
next,
all the way home.
Yeah, that brings up our next sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center and the emergency room. They have put a lot of effort in their emergency room. You don't have to wait there a long time, which is good when you come in with the tube stuck up your butt.
Thank you. I just turned the whole page there.
They've got people there. You're seeing in less than 30 minutes. You're out of there in an hour or however long it takes to extract a tube from your butt. But they've done a lot of time and effort at Shasta Regional Medical Center to make sure you're seen quickly, efficiently, and professionally. Remember, Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community.
All right, we're here this morning with our Simpson University 2020.
Maybe the last time they want to come.
Moment. We're here with Dr.
Make sure we have a contract with them.
Tony Smirala is in the house as well. Tony, you said you weren't going to be on the mic, but we're going to do a shout out with your name. And of course, Pam Shalo is here as well, very involved with what's going on at Simpson. We'll get to you in a minute. But we talked about it at the break, and I love to do this. So I was asking Dr. Hall, do you mind if we take this next segment and we talk about a little bit about your history, where you came from, what got you involved in higher education, tell us a little bit about your childhood and your callings.
Sure, you bet. Thanks for asking. I grew up in southern Illinois. I'm just a country boy, to be very honest with you. And I baled a lot of hay, worked construction, paved my way through college, went to Greenville University in southern Illinois, another fine Christian institution, very much like Simpson. Did my doctoral work at Pepperdine. I worked at University of California, Santa Barbara for a while in Azusa Pacific. Had some great mentoring and developed a real love for serving young people, really trying to create pathways for young people to develop competency and care so they can go out and serve the communities as we hope Simpson University students do. So it was a really easy, well, not easy, it's a long way, but I had 20 years as a dean and VP at another similar school, and I got a call and came out to Simpson and just fell in love with the place. So I'm delighted to serve.
Right. So there's a part there I want to go from, like you were baling hay.
Yes.
And you were, a boy on the ranch. Uh-huh. But something happened between high school and college where you went, when did you know you were going to go into education?
You know, I had a really tough situation where a lab buddy of mine stole the master key for the university. And I had the unusual accidental discovery of finding that out. And it was a whole lot of money, and he was doing some bad things.
Ooh, okay.
And so I ended up getting to be friends with the dean of students at the time. And I saw his conviction and his love for young people poured out in such a way it made a great impact on me.
So he was like, there was a major mentor
in
that point shifted where you could possibly go with your future enough so that helped launch you in that direction.
That's right. He modeled tenderhearted and tough-minded. And so then all of a sudden my education made sense. You know, you're preparing. You know, they say when preparedness and opportunity meet at the crossroad, that's when you find success. And so I saw this guy live his life out humbly, serving other people. And in crisis, he was the guy they wanted in the room. And I said, I actually said, you know, I'm a man of faith. I said, Lord, I'd like to be like that fellow.
Wow.
And so I started.
That makes my heart feel warm.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
really you. Does. Because I really believe, you know, this is why you guys. I love that phrase. Tell me again, tenderhearted
and tough-minded.
Which is a great mentor about helping to shape kids that don't maybe can't. Can't figure out their path, you know, you kind of teach by living by example.
That's right. And it won't be a surprise, and gosh, I hope I don't offend too many young listeners. Higher education has had a trajectory, at least in my opinion, in the last 20 years of growing up critics. I have a different focus. I want critically minded and competent people who care deeply, who are critically competent, capable of making investment in community and leading our community in initiatives that make a better future for Reading, in this example. So you'll hear that come through in almost all of my comments, and it guides our strategic plan and our vision casting that we want to be here. So, for example, we have $10 million in grants that we sought out and were awarded, and we're pouring it all into the youth in the northern six counties so that we can give a picture of the horizon of opportunity for young people beyond, you know, some of the things that they might get into otherwise.
You know, some of the things that have changed dramatically since you've come aboard is the athletic programs.
Yes,
you know, we've talked about some part about, of course, the primary reason for going to university or college is the education side of it. And we're going to come back and visit some more of those things that are going on there. Well, you know, as you mentioned, the nursing program is what, in the top eight?
Top eight in California.
In California, there's, I imagine there's several.
130 plus.
I was going to say, I knew there was over 100, 130 plus programs. And Simpson has the number eight in the country or in the state.
And that's by NCLEX score. You can't fake that. It's not a popularity contest.
It's not. Hey, everybody, come on. And if you like me, we're going to be better. Yeah,
it's all testing.
Yeah. But your athletic your athletic department has just exploded. Can I say that?
Yes, right? we're having some fun, you know, and this comes back to the philosophy. You know, I like to use the word durable. It's a broad word. I think private Christian liberal arts universities, durability in the minds of young people. Like, why do I want to be there and why do I want to stay there? Because I know I want to get a good education, but if we know that you can get a good education online now. Students want to go somewhere where they have a personal relationship with their faculty and their coaches, and they want to go somewhere where there's excellence in co-curriculum, and that's sports. You know, we have great adventure in the area, which is a good sales point, 50 waterfalls and within 50 miles. But the students, the young people, are interested in sports as well as academics. So this year we started bass fishing, women's wrestling, men's volleyball, track and field, and
swimming.
Track and field and swimming.
Fabulous.
And then we reorganized our scholarship program, and so now we just have some superstar bright students in the classroom. As you know, we have five or six people on the basketball team over 6'8". And 2'6", 10", and 1'7", foot one. So
this is This is an international team, too.
That's right.
Even though we have some from Cottonwood that are on the team, but there's also from England and other countries.
Oh, wow.
I think now we're representing 22 nations right now.
Right. Oh, I love it.
So, and if you haven't seen this basketball team in action, you need to get down there. And in fact, there's a game tonight.
That's right. The women's game's at 5:30, and the Pam, what time do the men play?
7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock tonight. And do you remember who we're playing?
West Coast Baptist.
So I hate to say this too far in advance. I don't want to upset my fellow president, but I think those folks are in trouble tonight. You might want to come out tonight because we have some impressive dunking on our floor. And we have been packing the gym, so show up early. We have fresh popcorn, and we have a new club that the students put together, like a pep club. They make a lot of noise. It's probably the first time the athletic director in 20 years has had to tell our fans to settle down.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you can't do that.
You got to come out.
The rest of them used to sit there with a little limp lip banner and just wave it back and forth, and there's no sound there. Now it's a
get ready for the big time.
Now they have the fire hoses there to spray down.
You can't tell people to be quiet. They got to let it out, man.
There's not a lot of small college presidents that worry about having to buy new backpacks. But I got to tell you, that's what's going on at Simpson.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, 8:30 here in the morning. 53 degrees out there, going up to about 59 today. Rain is going to be in our forecast today and tomorrow, and partially on Sunday, brought to you by the weather reports, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. You know, with all the bad weather out there, sometimes you forget, unless you're on the road, when you see all the trucks out there.
Oh, yeah.
How hard it is, you know, that to get
fuel.
To where it needs to be. And I tell you, SST Oil's been doing this for 52 years. This is an employee-owned company right here in town. They are fantastic people. They're always looking for new people to come join their team because
drivers
constantly expanding. Not only that, but they also sell monitor heaters, Toyo heaters, and Toyo water heaters that rely on kerosene, and they always make sure you have plenty of fuel, make sure your house is warm and you have hot water. All of this right down here on Windham Lane. Give them a call at 241-1167, SST Oil. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson University.
Only heartbreak on the 6 o'clock news. They ought to call it the 6 o'clock blues. Seems like this whole world's going wrong. That ain't no kind of love song. We gotta hold on. We gotta hold on.
Have you been curious about the buzz surrounding CBD? For starters, CBD is not THC. CBD will not get you high and has no mind-altering effects. This makes CBD perfect for use during the day. What does CBD do? People are trying CBD for pain management, sleep management, anxiety, and other common issues. There are so many products out there, it could make your head spin. At Catalyst CBD, they know how confusing CBD can be and have the answers to any questions you have about different uses and applications of CBD. It really is about educating yourself. The experts at Catalyst can talk with you about the facts and the myths. They can clear up the buzz of CBD and make it crystal clear why people are trying CBD and coming back for more. Come visit the store on Victor, just north of East Cypress, and find the widest variety of CBD in the North State. Come in and find out if CBD is for you and receive a 15% discount on your entire first purchase. You've got questions? They have answers. Stop in today.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, a veteran-owned barbershop, only place I've had my hair cut in 12 years. I've worked my way through all the barbers there, and yes, they still will cut my hair. One of them did retire. I'm not sure it was because of me. But you know what? They work on appointments now. It works great. You can just walk in, you know, made your appointment, go in, get your haircut, catch up on everything.
Veteran owned.
And leave. Veteran owned. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's man's last stronghold. That's all I can say. Pam, you can get your haircut there. You may not like the result. Okay. Unless you like it like mine, then it's going to be great. Okay. Hey, we're here with Dr. Norman Hall, who is the president of Simpson University, and Pam Shalo is in charge of their – you're the advancement, your outreach, your –
Director of Advancement.
The Director of Advancement, and Tony
Smarella.
Smarella.
Smarella?
That's right.
A Southern Italian kind of guy that I was laying some of my Italian on him, and he was actually answering me. Dr. Hall, there's a lot of things going on. Linda, you had a great question there about you're going to a Christian college.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the statement of faith. We're going to cross a couple questions now as mm-hmm. all Nora as Dr. Hall has come in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can see with Simpson Rising 2020, all the great, you know, you come in with a new, you know, mindset of what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We've got this beautiful work here mm-hmm. in progress. Mm-hmm. Well, people are saying, okay, if I want to go to Simpson, do I have to sign a statement of faith?
That's a really good question. So Simpson is coming up on 100 years now as an unapologetic Christian university. What does that mean? Our faculty are Christian. We teach a worldview from a Christian perspective. We have some times during the week that we all worship together. But there's a misnomer in the community that not everybody's welcome. Listen, here's how it works, Linda, and thanks for asking. On our application, it used to say, check a box, are you a Christian, yes, no. And I think some folks didn't even think about it, or their mom was filling it out, and they just checked a box. And it really did not serve to cause the student to even think about it. Now our application says, we're a decidedly Christian university, and a little explanation right in the box below why you think you might want to be a part of that. And there are a lot of folks that are curious about their faith growth. They want to be a part of a Christian university. They want a place where there's a moral compass. They want a place where the faculty care about them deeply as human beings, not as a number or a name on a list. They want a place where their kids get to ask the deep questions about life and formulate a plan for their life in an environment where we rather relish the opportunity to invest in young people, and that really is the centerpiece of who we are as Christians in education. So So you can absolutely go to Simpson if you don't have a faith resolution already in place. We welcome people from all backgrounds, walks of life, as long as they want to be part of where we're headed, a Christian community, the door is flung wide open.
Okay, that was beautifully said.
Thank you.
And I think it takes probably maybe stamps or staminas that many people create in their lives. It's a stamp, then the next. Well, open
right.
your eyes, and you're hearing new beginnings here. All right, so the next thing is the adult degree.
Well, and
I ran out of ink on the third word there, so.
Sure. Well, you know, gosh, you ask good questions. Our adult degree completion program is rocking and rolling. In our community, as you can imagine, and especially our military people who have had a couple of years of school, and then they got busy with life or they got transferred one place or another, and they say, hey, I've got 24 credits toward a degree. What can I do? Well, first of all, we can help them get to the associate's degree online with courses that we have in place online. But more importantly, we can finish the whole academic program in about an 18-month period of time. We have had thousands of people in our community take our degree completion program to set them up to get in the jobs that require a few more of the skills in the reading and writing and understanding spreadsheets and business acumen. All of those things are what we teach to prepare young people, middle-aged people, and even people my age get involved in the degree completion program so they can finish their college degree. We have faculty that really invest in them, just like the undergrads. And you'd be surprised, maybe you wouldn't, if I'm wearing my Simpson gear, how many people over 50 will greet me in the supermarket and say, hey, I'm a Simpson grad. I did the Aspire program. So if you're interested, first of all, it's affordable, it's close at hand, and it's an excellent outcome. So check it out.
So Aspire has been something that I think has been a positive, what you would call, when you think of Simpson and the Aspire program, like someone like myself or other women who maybe
right.
had kids
right.
and then got on a track, maybe had some college
right.
and want to go back to school.
That's absolutely
and
right.
Now, do you have to do that online?
No, gosh, no. Most of the Aspire program is in person. So they have cadres. I call them cadres, and they show up and they go through the process together. They become each a very close-knit group, and they work together on group projects. And it just takes all of the anxiety out of it.
Well, I know that you can receive your degree a lot sooner.
Mm-hmm.
You can finish up here your full degree, you know, because of the different life experiences, but at different
mm-hmm.
times you've gone to school, military experience, and all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've known people that have gone through here and gotten their business degrees
mm-hmm.
and all this, so they could go move themselves forward in life. And Pam, that's one of the things you do.
I was just going to share. We have a great community leader. Dawn Fowler is the chief strategic officer at Dignity Health now, and she went through our Aspire program. So how great that a community person
right.
got their advanced education and now is serving right back in our community.
That's great.
At a great place.
Yeah.
So.
You know, one of the things, too, that I'm really, really strong on, of course, is veterans outreach programs because
mm-hmm.
it's tougher. You know, and I'll just tell you, when you're 23, 24, you've had a couple of combat tours, and you come back into college and you listen to a lot of the BS you hear on campus, and that's just from the professors. Just kidding. No, but they have a total lack of life experiences. A lot
right.
of the other students are 17, 18 years old, and you've got these young men and women coming back. I mean, you know what? They're 23, 24. They've had a lot of life experiences. It's a lot of times it's harder for them to transition just back into school. But
right.
you have a Veterans Outreach Center.
We do.
That I know of personally, you know, knowing the people involved with it and all this, that is all-encompassing.
That's right.
So can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. First of all, I will proudly say, under the direction of Justin Spears, who just did a super job setting up our Veterans Affairs Center, we achieved a ranking of 11th best in the nation last year. And now we have a young fellow named Andrew Tuggle, who's an Army man, And he's really doing some great work in recruiting and supporting. And you're right. First of all, I am super proud of being at a university that celebrates our armed forces. We should pray for and thank our armed service peoples every day. And you, I'm sure you both know that we have a memorial wall on our campus that we installed last year when I was new. And if a young man or woman has served and had some of those sometimes really tough life experiences, they can come to college and they have a center with a lounge and resources and people they can talk to and get counseling. We're really set up to serve our armed forces.
They can help them get through this bureaucratic maze a lot of times of the GI Bill.
Right.
And Simpson is very, very good about, right. Hey, we know this is coming, so don't worry about it. You know, just we want you to learn.
That's right.
We want you to take those steps forward. And plus the fact that you're surrounded by other veterans.
Right.
And this is a big thing, too, because now you have somebody to talk to understand what it means to burn one of the crappers at 4 o'clock in the morning. And, I did that.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I don't know, you
whatever that means, I'm not quite.
I don't know either.
At the terminology, I'm not sure I want to explore on the air.
During the break, I'll explain that to everybody.
I just want to say I always want Linda in the room. Last time it was nearly as fun without her.
She gets.
Where's Linda? We need a Where's Linda button.
I know. People ask me every time. It's like I kind of feel like. Well, you know,
we
I'm
should
here.
Put him up here and then we'll
you're still off.
We're going to take a break here. I just want to remind everybody about what's happening tonight, of course, with the Christmas tree being lighted down here in the
new location.
Yeah, Market and Yuba Street. And that
where it used to be.
Yeah, Winterfest starts at 5 and it's going to be lit at 7 p.m. Of course, then tomorrow night, the Christmas lighted Reading Christmas lighted Christmas parade. It starts at 6 o'clock, so you want to get down here around 5:30 so you can watch this great parade. Also tomorrow, AmVets Ladies Auxiliary is having a Christmas treat tea to raise funds to help veterans and their families. Also on December 7th
at the Vets Hall,
Veterans Memorial Hall, from 1:30 to 3:30. Plus Pearl Harbor remembrance. We have no survivors. That were there at Pearl Harbor. They have all gone on. But their family and their sons and daughters are going to be there at the county courthouse at 9:50 tomorrow morning at the Pearl Harbor Monument to remember what happened and to talk about that. But tomorrow is only $5 per person. You give Debbie Johnson a call or just show up at give her a call at 357-3380. Drawing, silent auction, gifts, all of those things. Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Norman Hall and Simpson University.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Am I having too much fun today?
No, I love it.
Okay.
Great. At least your energy's come up all of a sudden. Like, boom, it just kicked in.
Hey,
maybe you were talking about burning the crapper or something. I don't know. It was not a good visual, and I think we need to get past it, but I'm trying to get it out of my head.
It's great for morale.
Okay.
I didn't even tell you about the tubes. 8:50 in the morning, 53 degrees. Okay, tell us what it looks like for the rest of the weekend here, Carol.
Okay, looks like we have a very rainy week ahead of us. Our rain today with a high of 55, overnight lows of 52. Tomorrow calls showers and breezy with 100% chance of rain throughout the day with a high of 57, overnight low of 47. Sunday calls for anywhere between 40 and 70% chance of showers throughout the day with our high of 58 and our overnight lows of 39 on Sunday. There's your over weekend, the weekend forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Let's talk about Simpson University is here in our last segment. And we want to talk to you if you're looking. Last year they had 1,200 people. It's a very popular program that's happening on
this Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Okay, so it says, don't miss this unique and festive musical experience featuring holiday favorites such as the Nutcracker Suite, Sleigh Ride, Familiar Christmas Carols, and the Magnificent Gloria by Vivaldi, among other treats. General admission is $12, $10 for seniors, $5 for students. Doors open at 2:20 this Sunday. I put
that's
you on the spot.
That's right.
I should have read down further. But this is your big chance where you collaborate.
We just love it. We have a lot of people from Shasta College. We really want to collaborate with the community, and Shasta College is, of course, one of our favorites. So when we have the full symphony, I mean, it really is a full community event, and we're really excited about it. We have to stop counting at about 1,200. Because I think that's our limit. But
yeah.
Wow.
If there's more than 1,200, you have to close the doors.
Yeah, show up. You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah. One of the things that is always on people's minds when they go off to school is affordability.
Right.
Immediately when you think of a private school, you think, I don't think I can afford this. But that's not true.
That's right. And if there are any listeners in the audience that have seen me on Facebook, you see me all over the country. And one of the things that Pam and I and Roger and Ken do is fundraise. So Simpson University has been very, very strong in setting up scholarships for students to make it affordable. Our NorCal scholarship starts at up to $15,000 a year in scholarship. And that's somewhat dependent upon your FAFSA score. So let me just remind you that if you have a young son or daughter or niece or nephew, grandchild, make sure they fill out that FAFSA, because that is what calls the dollars in from the government, and that helps us award more dollars to those who have need.
What is FAFSA?
FAFSA is a federal financial aid form that all young people that want to go to college need to fill out, because it liberates, for instance, the Pell Grant and the Cal Grant. When you get a FAFSA score, it generates what's called an EFC, an estimated family contribution. And a lot of our students in the North State are eligible for a substantial amount of government dollars, up to $16,000 a year. And then Simpson University is awarding up to $15,000 a year for anybody in the North State, because we want to invest, as we said,
in our
community.
Are these scholarships we're talking about, or are these loans?
They're scholarships.
Scholarships. Okay, scholarships. Now I think that's important, because
that's right.
You don't pay these back. These are things that, because Simpson wants you in there,
that's
you
right.
get up to $15,000, plus
right.
the other grants, and the
right.
Pell Grants and Cal Grants, that completely is, you know, that helps you complete your education.
That's right.
And you don't have to pay those back. You are not taking
That's right.
out $50,000 or $60,000
right.
loans.
So it's so affordable. People just don't know, Carl. I'm so glad you brought it up. So if you just do a little bit of math, we're one of the most affordable liberal arts universities on the West Coast. And so if you start out doing the math, if you qualify for Cal and Pell, let's say you have $15,000 or $16,000 there, and then we give $15,000, and then we also do a matching grant. So if you have an uncle that wants to help, we'll match up to $3,000. So that's another $6,000. Now the student is at $36,000 of aid, and there's only a slight addition to that, and they cover the distance by Stafford subsidized loans. And then here's what you need to know. If you're a young person and you want to go to school, we can get you a job in the summer. We have 511 on our campus, which is a tech hub run by Chad McCulley. He's guaranteeing jobs for our students in the summer. We have partnerships with Alliance Redwoods Canopy Tours over on the coast. They're guaranteeing jobs for our students. You, Carl, you can get through Simpson University with a high-quality liberal arts education and be debt-free when it's over, as long as you
know,
take
and
it.
People need to understand
That's right.
this.
Yeah.
And by the way, working during the summer, come on, guys, it's time to put a little skin in the game. You
right.
don't even want to know where I work during the summers to put myself through college. And
I bet there's some more stories there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Funny ones.
But
we don't want to be eating when you hear about it.
That's probably true. What you've done is you provided, and this is one of the reasons I'm on the board there, because
yeah.
I see a university that's reaching out to people, and if you think about it, you know, cost is a huge thing, and what they're providing is a way to get a great education paid for, and you walk out and you don't owe the $150,000.
That's right.
That many do.
That's
and,
right.
And you know what? If this doesn't wake people up, and parents, if you're listening to it or talking about your grandkids or something, you need to go to look and reach out to Simpson, because you've got a number of events coming out for scholarships and stuff.
That's right.
So,
as a matter of fact, on, when is it, Tony? It's February 15th?
February 15th, yeah.
We're going to have, as a new president, I'm putting a lot of emphasis on scholarship. It can't just be about sports and activities. The future is in preparing young minds to be critically competent and motivated to action. So in the scholarship competition, we'll have several scholarships for $20,000 of tuition and one scholarship for full tuition. And there are not many schools giving full tuition scholarships that have the outputs that we do in terms of job accessibility and quality of living.
Quickly, hey, we're going to take a quick call. Dr.
Yeah.
Danuka, you're live, and do you have something to, a comment or something to ask our guest?
Hi, this is Dr. Danuka. Thank you very much, Carl, for bringing Simpson on the radio. We really need them, and thank you to Simpson for educating our children. We really need trade, skilled education, higher education more and more for our future generation. That's the key to our economic success. So
thank you.
Carry on and keep doing what you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Danuka.
Thank you so much. You know,
yeah, we love him.
Payush Danuka, who is a who does so much for our community, but he also recognizes that our future comes with Simpson Rising 2020.
That's right.
And we're proud of not only Simpson, but, you know, Shasta College. And you two
work together
so that there's a seamless transition in many ways so that people can move from one spot.
Joe Weiss is a tremendous president at Shasta College. And he's under pressure to help students move from two-year to four-year experience. And I'm under pressure to receive them and get them done in 2 years. So we're really proud to work with Shasta on a number of fronts.
Well, every month now, and we've got a run here, every month we have Shasta College and now Simpson on. And we are really, really strong on both of our educational institutions here. But I tell you what, the way that Simpson has literally surged ahead here in the last year is remarkable.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see what's going to happen in 2020. Everybody, have a great weekend. Remember, tonight we light the Christmas tree.
Downtown.
Tomorrow we have the
Christmas parade.
And then Sunday.
Concert at Simpson at 3 o'clock. Get there early for your tickets.
And come down to our ball game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
At 7:30.
All right.
You get to, if you run up, you can look at the 7-foot
we'll
one.
We'll see you again in 2020, Simpson.
You betcha.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. Okay, everybody. Remember, it's good guys against the bad.